like you more. And no, I'm not clinging to the rock.
First, they say you're crazy, though.
Like, you're right.
What you can
imagine is what it seemed like to the creature when he first let go of the rock and he got dashed.
We told you so.
See, you let go and you. But of course you're gonna crash at first.
I just flipped my jaw last week and my tendons just moved and the
stresses
I pushed back.
Yeah.
But now things are starting. The new tendons are coming.
You're beginning to. You're not grabbing hold again,
yeah,
so now you're
flowing. That's exactly where I've been. Yeah.
How many billions of people are, how much is the planet populated right now? Isn't that amazing that it can be this many people in the world and we think that there's nobody out there for us or nobody that we could be connected. So we have to like cling to these little relationships till we strangle the people to death.
Yeah, but sometimes I feel like Gail too in the sense that I think, you know, 6 million people, there's a lot of people out there for me. And mm-hmm. so I feel like, you've got to be kind of committed. You know, don't run every time there's an issue.
I think it's very important that you try to really hear what I'm saying, because I'm not saying that, even though that's always the way that people, I'm telling you, that's the way people always interpret it when I say that you can stay in a situation if you've decided that that's what you need to do to learn, which is just saying, I didn't say run away from a situation. I'm also saying you're innocent if you choose out of a situation that's relentless pain and you can't get anywhere with the person you're with. That's what I'm saying. If you want to stay, it's not a sacrifice. That's what we have to understand. It's not a sacrifice to do something you want to do. It's a sacrifice to do something you don't want to do. So if I want to stay in this relationship with you no matter what, then I am not in the pain that a person is who's in a relationship with another person and they don't want to be there, but they're making themselves be there, but they don't want to be there. What you're saying is, I do want to be here and I'm willing to do whatever's necessary to stay here. That's different from, I don't really want to be here, but I'm trying to make myself stay here, but I really don't.
I was there before.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? So I'm saying make the commitment to your peace. Yeah. Make the commitment to your peace. And if you would feel more peace staying with that situation, then that's not pain. That's not pain. That's not pain in the way that a person would be experiencing pain if they was in something that they didn't want to be in. That's pain.
This is my barometer for
martyr,
watch out.
That's the martyr. Exactly. That's the martyr thing. But if you and I are having a challenge, and we're saying, hey, right now there's some pain in this relationship, and I really want to go beyond this pain. I want to do what's necessary to get past this pain because I love you, and I want to be here in this relationship. That's different. From, you know, you have some couples that have come to counseling and you can already tell they don't want to do nothing to stay together. They fight you every inch of the way because they really don't want to stay together. They're just going through the motions that you go through when you're pretending like you do. Or they would be excited about the prospect of having a way to stay together. What did you say, dude? Because I really love him. What did you say, dude? You don't get that. It's like, yeah, they're not going to do it anyway. Like what the Course says, Sunday about divided dedication. Yeah, I want to do it, but I don't believe you're going to play your part. That's not really wanting to join with somebody. That's just wanting to pretend like you want to do it so your ego can feel good. So your ego can say, oh, I really did give it my best shot. You know, it's like, if you gave it your best shot, then you wouldn't feel no guilt about choosing something else. Right?
It's just clinging to the rock.
Yeah, if you gave it your best shot, why would you feel guilty no matter what you did? If I did the best I could do and I decided to leave, why would I feel guilty about that? It's because I don't think I did the best I could do. That's why I feel guilty about leaving. Or that's why I stay in something I don't want to. It's because I don't feel like I've done the best, the most that I can do in the situation. And I didn't want to. What were you getting ready to ask me a few minutes ago? You remember?
It had to do with the statement you made that most people who come to the Course
not just the
or
course.
On the path of the truth, have partners that are not.
Mm-hmm.
And making that jive with, Tom was wanting things to be consistent, you see, and so I want that to jive with that we draw people to us who are like us. So if I'm on the truth, I should draw someone to me who's like me, not someone who's not. or right. doesn't want to.
Right.
So, but, and yet, there are all these people out there that are on the path that have partners who aren't.
But think about the context that we were talking. In the context of that Hallie was saying that it looked like she was the one that had to do the forgiving and had to be the one that was playing big. That was the context that I was talking from, which is that if you're with a person that's more conscious, that's not as conscious as you are about something, then you do have to play big. So you can't get away from the fact that the truth is paradoxical. You call it consistent and inconsistent, but it's not consistent and inconsistent. It's paradoxical, which means that, yeah, you can't draw anybody that's different from you, and yes, you can be around people who seem like they're totally different from you.
Because I've been trying to
both,
how am I like Gary? You know, my last relationship,
yeah.
And he had so many really despicable qualities. I'm going,
okay, the way that you would probably be like Gary from a Coors perspective is the lots of ways. You want to be happy, he wants to be happy. You go about being happy the way you think is best for you to go about being happy. He does the things that he thinks is going to make him happy. He sees his happiness as being somehow rearranging his outer experience and having something outside of himself change in order for him to be happy. You see your happiness as having something outside of yourself change, like this was Gary. And then you'd be happy. You're the same in content. You're not the same in form. You're not the same in the behavior, but you're the same in attitude. That's how you're the same. He's doing the best he can, you're doing the best you can. He makes mistakes in terms of how he does things, and some things he does is a call for love. You make mistakes in your experience, and some things you do is a call for love. He keeps his words in some situations and does exactly what he says he's going to do, and in some situations he doesn't keep his word, and he doesn't do exactly what he says he's going to do. You keep your word in some situations and do exactly what you say you're going to do, and you don't keep your word in some situations.
Right,
and you
it's
don't
those
do exactly
kind of things that I've been looking at.
Okay,
like
that's what I mean by the same.
Yeah, the section we were talking about faith,
mm-hmm.
and having faith in your brother.
Yeah.
That really rang true for me.
Yeah.
I didn't really have the kind of faith in him that I should.
It's easier to have faith in the truth than to try to have faith in a person. That's the way I got around it. I put my faith in the universal law. I put my faith in the Holy Spirit. I put my faith in God. I put my faith in love. And then try to act according to the laws of love. Because when most people say have faith in another person, they're really saying they're trying to have faith in another ego.
Okay, yeah, so I'm looking at that wrong.
Well, okay. if you're not getting the result, that's how you know you're looking at it wrong. Uh-huh. That's how you can always tell even if you're telling yourself the truth, but if you're feeling, you don't feel peace behind it, then it means that you're still not looking at the truth that you just said in the right way.
Yeah.
Because I'm not saying have faith. I don't trust anybody's ego. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
I don't. If I know that you really think I am Earl Purdy, and you really think I am separate from you, and you don't really know I'm a child of God, and you don't really know that we have no separate interests, then I know that you're not going to put my interests equal to yours. You're not going to look out for me as much as you do yourself, and you might be tempted to put your needs before mine. So therefore, when I enter into a relationship with you, I take responsibility for how it turns out, because I know that it's a possibility that you're not going to always act consistently loving. How do I know that? You think I'm Earl Purdy. You don't think I'm you in another appearance. So when I'm dealing with egos, when I'm dealing with people who think they're purely separate and human, I know that they are not going to be consistent. That's the one thing I can count on. They might do something unexpected. They may not keep their word. But that doesn't mean that I'm not going to have faith in the Holy Spirit in you.
Right.
See, that's two different things, having faith in the Holy Spirit in you
right.
and having faith in your ego. And that's why the Course seems like it's a challenge to people, because they think that it's saying have faith in someone's ego.
Gotcha.
And I'm saying no, the ego is the one thing you can be assured you cannot trust.
Yeah.
You know, that's why you get hurt.
Right.
Because you trusted an ego. Yeah. That's what I'm saying, you trusted Garrett's ego.
Yeah, so that gets back to the trust thing too, about mm-hmm. being trusted. If you don't think so.